from 53 steps above the playing surface in Lincoln, Nebraska at Nebraska Wesleyan. I say good afternoon to you as the Dort College Defenders get set to take on Nebraska Wesleyan in Great Plains Athletic Conference football play. The Dort College Defenders coming in, winners of their second game of the season last week over Trinity Bible. For Nebraska Wesleyan, they enter today with a 3-3 overall mark and 3-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. We'll take a closer look at the matchup between these two teams. We'll also check in with the Great Plains Athletic Conference Commissioner Corey Westra and the Great Plains Athletic Conference update for this week. We'll also visit with Dort College football coach Greg Youngblood as the Dort College Defenders prepare to take on Nebraska Wesleyan in Great Plains Athletic Conference football play. Kickoff about 20 to 25 minutes away. We'll be back visiting with Corey Westra, Great Plains Athletic Conference Commissioner, and the GPAC update right after this.
This is the GPAC Football Saturday Report for Saturday, October 19th, brought to you by the Great Plains Athletic Conference. I'm Corey Westra. On your Football Saturday Report, let's begin with a look back at last week's scoreboard around the conference. We begin in Seward, where Concordia remained undefeated. The Bulldogs defeated Nebraska Wesleyan in a top 25 showdown, 19-3 the final score. Dakota Wesleyan on the road knocks off Doan in the Tiger matchup, 31-20 the final. Top-ranked Morningside at home defeats Hastings, 44-3. Northwestern wins at the Dakota Dome over Briar Cliff, 24-17. And in non-conference play, Dort passed Trinity Bible in Sioux Center, 56-27 the final score. Midland was off last week in GPAC football. Let's go to the Hoffman America Sports Football Players of the Week then. Anthony Muhlenberg, wide receiver from Dakota Wesleyan, takes the offensive honor. 10 catches, 137 yards, and a pair of scores in DWU's win against Doan on the road. Derek Blessing, a cornerback, is the defensive player of the week. He's from Concordia. He had a couple of interceptions in that big win against Nebraska Wesleyan. And Dan Porter, the kicker from Dakota Wesleyan, takes the honor on special teams. 4-for-4 in extra points, and he also made a 30-yard field goal in the Dakota Wesleyan win at Doan last Saturday. So that's your Hoffman America Sports Players of the Week from last Saturday. That's a look back. Coming up after the break, we'll preview this week's games across the conference. The GPAC Football Saturday Report continues right after this.
The Great Plains Athletic Conference is an affiliated conference of the NAIA, consisting of 11 private, faith-based colleges and universities in Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota. Founded in 2000, the GPAC is proud of our academic and athletic tradition. Last year, the conference totaled over 500 NAIA Daktronics Scholar Athletes, and the GPAC has 20 team NAIA National Champions. Visit our website at gpacsports.com, where you can also find links to our Facebook and Twitter sites as well. The Great Plains Athletic Conference, academic and athletic excellence since 2000.
We move into another Saturday of October football in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. All afternoon games this week kicking off at 1 o'clock. We begin in Hastings, where the Broncos will host Midland. Hastings enters the game at 0-5 in conference play. Midland coming off their bye, 1-3 in the GPAC, 2-3 overall. Nebraska Wesleyan back at home in Lincoln. They are going to host Dort in a 1 o'clock game at Able Stadium. Nebraska Wesleyan is 3-3 on the season, 3-2 in the GPAC. Dort is 2-4 overall and 0-4 in league play. In Mitchell, a big matchup. Dakota Wesleyan, now receiving votes, will host number one ranked Morningside and the Mustangs. Morningside comes in at 5-0, 4-0 in the GPAC. Dakota Wesleyan has won three games in a row, are now 4-2 overall and 3-1 in conference play. 14th-ranked Concordia will take their perfect record of 6-0 overall, 4-0 in the GPAC, on the road to Northwestern. Another big game this weekend at Develoy Stadium in Orange City. The Red Raiders receiving votes. They are 3-2 and 2-2 in conference play. And finally, non-conference, Briar Cliff is at Dakota State this weekend for a 1 o'clock kickoff. Let's take a look then at the rankings this week. As mentioned, Morningside is the number one team once again in the country. Concordia is ranked 14th. Those are the two that are within the top 25. Dakota Wesleyan and Northwestern are both receiving votes from the NAIA this week. Let's take a look then at the overall NAIA top 10 for this week. Following Morningside in the number one spot is the University of the Cumberlands at 2. Grandview is 3, St. Francis 4, and Benedictine 5. Missouri Valley is ranked 6, Carroll 7, Ottawa is ranked 8, St. Ambrose of Iowa ranked 9th, and Baker is ranked 10th this week. And this has been your GPAC Football Saturday Report for October 19. I'm Corey Westra.
Welcome back to Able Stadium as we get set for football. The Door College Defenders and Nebraska Wesleyan Prairie Wolves clearing the field as we're about 15 minutes away from the start of today's game. Nebraska Wesleyan is 3-2 in the league, 3-3 overall. They've dropped out of the NAI Top 25 Coaches Bowl last week after standing at number 22 the week before. Wesleyan had won three games in a row over Briarcliff, Northwestern, and Doan, but lost a 19-3 decision to Concordia on the road last Saturday. The Prairie Wolves are rushing for 124.3 yards per game and allow 135.5 yards per outing. Passing numbers are just about dead even, with teams throwing for 185 yards against Wesleyan, and they get 186 yards per game through the air. Wesleyan has turned the ball over 13 times, and other teams have forced 12 Wesleyan turnovers. Dustin Bryant has run for 571 yards on 102 carries. It sounds like he's going to be a game-time decision today. He has three touchdowns this season with a 5.6 yards per carry average. Joey Jones has 185 yards on 70 carries, has a 2.6 yards per carry average with three touchdowns. Tyler Francis is 110 carries for 200. Let's try that again. Tyler Francis is 110 of 208 through the air for 1,077 yards and has four touchdowns with six interceptions. Connor Zump has 20 catches for 12.8 yards per catch and has one touchdown. Brooks Earhart has 14 catches for 10.4 yards per catch with one touchdown. Corey Jones and Dustin Bryant have 12 and 11 catches, respectively, this season. On defense, Nebraska Wesleyan is led by Taylor Tucholsky with 43 tackles and four sacks and an interception. Brandon Reeves has 42 tackles with an interception. Phil Latimer has been in on 40 tackles with 9.5 for loss and 2.5 sacks. For Nord College, they're 0-4 in the conference, looking for their first GPAC win of the season. They have wins this year over Dakota State and Trinity Bible. The win over Trinity Bible last week snapped a four-game losing streak. The Defenders have run for 1,387 yards this season, which is a 231 yards per game average. They allow 1,206 yards this season, which is a 201 yards per game average. Dort doesn't rely on the pass much, has 422 yards, while opponents have thrown for 230 yards per game. Dort College has forced 11 turnovers while giving the ball up 13 times. Lennard Manuel has 64 carries for 370 yards and a 4.8 yards per carry average with three touchdowns. Daniel Fennick has 275 yards on the ground and has an 8.1 yards per carry average with two touchdowns. Aaron Francis has 235 yards rushing and two touchdowns. Thomas Newman also has two touchdown runs and 185 yards on the ground. Newman has completed 15 of 37 passes this season with three touchdowns and three interceptions and 256 yards. Sam Verhulst has 12 catches for 264 yards and 3 TDs with a 22 yards per catch average. Daryl Van Grau has 6 catches for 14.2 yards per catch and 2 touchdowns. Trey Pickney has returned 9 kicks, but it looks like he will not be in uniform today. Daniel Fennig has 7 returns with a 16.6 yards per return average. Both Fennig and Pickney have 3 punt returns. Fennig's average is 17.0 yards per return. Heath Bonestro has punted 34 times for nearly 40 yards per punt. Barry Dykstra is 15 of 16 on point after attempts. Seth Vandervoort has made 34 solo tackles and 31 assisted stops for the Defenders from his inside linebacker position. Jake Atkinson has 32 solo tackles and 17 assisted stops and has an interception as well. Cole McLean has made 44 tackles. Sean Quinlan has 43. 7 different defenders have at least one interception. Cam Petrie leads the team with 2. Mike Applegate has a pair of quarterback sacks. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back visiting with Coach Greg Youngblood about today's contest with Nebraska Wesleyan right after this. Let's talk with Coach Greg Youngblood as the Door College Defenders get set to take on the Nebraska Wesleyan Prairie Wolves Great Plains Athletic Conference football action in Lincoln. And, Coach, coming off a win last week over Trinity Bible, a game where I would imagine preparing for it and looking at it, you felt pretty good about your chances and about some of the things you could do, and one of those days where you were able to do what you thought you could do.
Yeah, you know, we knew as opponent that if we executed, we could do some good things against. Our guys did a good job, and especially getting out early. Our defense came up with some big turnovers with a special teams return, and that gave us some short field right away for the offense. We capitalized, and so that was big to get up early like that, and then we were able to just kind of keep things going. Obviously, the fourth quarter, they they we had some backups in and they scored some points, and that was good though. We got some guys some experience and got them some an opportunity to play.
We talk about confidence in athletics, and last week just a real example of that as your team, like you said, got some turnovers, and that's what this team needs is just get some confidence.
Absolutely. I think our guys, it was a better week of practice for that reason, so we got a little bounce in our step because of it, but we also know that, you know, our level of competition now goes up dramatically, and so we have to continue to improve on our end. It's not going to be the same as it was last week, but there's no question that momentum that comes from feeling good about yourselves and doing some things and executing always helps, and we need to try to just use that to help give us motivation for this week.
Let's talk about your players of the week from last week before we get to Nebraska Wesleyan. Offensively, Dan Fennigan, Nate Moorhead, an S-back, and a offensive lineman leading the way for you last week.
Yeah, you know, Nate did a great job on the perimeter blocking and cut blocking, got a lot of guys down, and then Dan had over 100 yards rushing and did a good job. In some plays, he got some extra yards on his own without a lot of blocking, so both those guys really stood out for us.
Defensively, Chris McDaniel, he made some stops when he was one-on-one out on the perimeter by himself, and those are the plays that are difference between a team getting second down and eight and a team getting a 20-yard gain.
Yeah, he's been doing a pretty good job all year and had a real good game and shut down his receiver, but also, you're right, did really good in run support and played real physical for us, so he's been a great, done a great job all year long at corner.
Barry Dykstra, not often a place kicker, gets an opportunity to kick eight-point afters, and he made them all.
Yeah, school record for attempts and makes, and that's just that's great to see. And he's he's not had a lot of those opportunities, either field goals or PATs, so it was great that he got that opportunity and took advantage of it.
Scout team, a lot of those guys ended up seeing time on Saturday of last week, and as you said, the playing time for them might get a little more difficult to come by these next 5 weeks, but they got a little reward for what they've been putting in this past 5-6 weeks.
Yeah, that was good to see and get them on the field and did a great job. They've got one more JV game coming up, but you're right, that was a great opportunity to get them some varsity action and got to see some guys do some good things. So it was good for the morale of our entire team.
Earlier this season, I had some trouble with the stats, and I had to get added to your huddle list to take a look at some game film, and since then I've been able to watch a little bit of game film on your upcoming opponents as well, this Nebraska Wesleyan team. Defensively, the little bit I watched doesn't look like they are huge playmakers, but they're awfully tough to move the ball on.
Definitely. Their defense has always, I think, been their base that they surround themselves about is playing good defense, and this year is no different. They've got guys who just play good team defense. They're well coached. They don't do a lot of things fancy, but they're just fundamentally sound, and they're athletic. I think that's a big thing you see is that they can make plays with their athleticism on their front guys. You know, they convert linebackers to D linemen, and they get them big enough, but they keep that athleticism. So that makes it a big challenge for us because we read people and they're athletic, and that can make them tougher to read and tougher to see what they're doing. They can step one way and recover, whereas a bigger guy has a hard time doing that. So it presents a challenge for us, but at the same time, because they're fundamentally sound, because they kind of do what you expect them to do when you on certain schemes, then they're a little more predictable that way. But they're very good and well coached, so we got a great challenge on our hands.
When they have the football, it looks like they rely on a running back, Bryant, quite a bit. But they've also got a quarterback who has, he's improved. We saw him last year, if I remember correctly. Looks like he's improved.
Yeah, they've gotten better on that end for sure. And they're going to, play to their defense a little bit. They're probably not going to take a lot of high risks, but they'll take their chances when they've got them. And they want to ball control. They want to get that running back his touches. But you're right, you can't forget about the quarterback. He's progressively gotten better and made some plays. So they're a very balanced approach once you look at the overall numbers. But we know we got to stop the running game first, and they're well coached on offense as well.
Special teams, we think we've got a pretty good punter. They have a pretty good punter the way it looks. Kid who's averaging right around 40 yards per punt. That could be a factor on a day like today.
Right, with the wind blowing, and if we're playing good defense and it becomes that kind of game where field position's key, you're right, to flip the field and be able to get that hidden yardage in the special teams game, it's going to be up to our coverage units and those guys as well, but that could be a big factor for sure.
That's Coach Greg Youngblood talking about today's contest. Let's take a look at the most recent outings for these two teams. Concordia beat Nebraska Wesleyan 19-3 last Saturday. Prairie Wolves' score came at 7:04 of the second quarter, cutting the lead at the time down to 6-3. Concordia got a score right before the half ended and then tacked on a score early in the third quarter to win at 19-3. Wesleyan was outgained 338-258 overall, 181-150 on the ground. Bryant ran for 131 yards on 16 carries. Francis was 14 of 31 in the air for 108 yards and had two interceptions. For Door College, they ran to a 56-27 win over Trinity Bible. They led 56-8 midway through the fourth quarter. Lions scored three touchdowns late to make the score more respectable. And in the background, you are hearing our head referee, our lead official, Darren Berg, going through the coin toss. So Nebraska Wesleyan won the coin toss. They defer to the second half. York College will be moving from left to right or from north to south to start today's contest, and they will receive the opening kickoff. In that game for Door College last week, they ran for 315 yards, led by Daniel Fennig's 104 yards, and Leonard Manuel had 53 yards. Aaron Francis had 50. Trey Pickney, again this week, is not in action. He was listed on the two deep. He will not play. He is in sweatpants today as the captains went out to midfield for the coin toss. Last time these two teams met was in Sioux Center last year. Nebraska Wesleyan won it 27-7. Door College in their road white uniforms, silver numbers trimmed in black. And from our vantage point, this could be one of those days where it's very difficult to make out the numbers of the Door College players, so I apologize in advance. Bright, sunny, shiny day in Lincoln. Game time temperature 57 degrees, and as you heard on the pregame interview with Coach Greg Youngblood, that wind whistling over on the east sideline, and it looks like it has even gotten a little bit stronger here this afternoon. Nebraska Wesleyan, we'll send the kicking team onto the field, and we will tee it up, and we are just about set for football. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. By the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rodabors and Agents, 712-737-6000. And by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. We are underway with a kickoff by Aaron Lorraine. Dort College takes it at the 8-yard line. That's Daniel Fennig. He's going to bring it back to the middle of the field. Nebraska Wesleyan there to cover it. And Daniel Fennig is downed at the 11-yard line. A gain of about 3 after receiving the football at the 8. And Dort College will start first down and 10 from their own 11-yard line. So Dort College, not great field position to start. And Nebraska Wesleyan, we'll start with their typical defensive alignment of four down linemen. Leonard Manuel is the fullback for Door College. Aaron Francis, one of the S-backs, back to pass is Newman. Newman has a man open over the middle, and his pass is incomplete. Complete that pass to Samber Halston. That's a touchdown for Door College as Door College came out throwing on the first possession or the first play from scrimmage. Coverage by Taylor Gunther, but Gunther was beaten on the play as Verhulst got by him, and there was no one back deep for Nebraska Wesleyan. The safeties had come up on run support, and Door College on the incomplete pass will now face second down and 10. Second and 10. Newman is under center for the defenders. Door College with their fullback, two S-backs, and two receivers set to the right. Newman's going to pitch it left side over to Fennig. Fennig, nothing there, and he's going to lose a yard on the play. Good pursuit that time by Nebraska Wesleyan. And the first man there is Eric Richards. So Richards makes the play. A loss of 1 on the play. And that's going to bring up third down and 11 Third and 11 for the defenders. Sador College deep in their own territory. Took a shot down the field. Missed on their first down play. Pitch goes wide right. With it is Francis. Francis to the 15, and he is brought down at the 17-yard line. Gains 7 on the play. Tackle made by Taylor Tucholsky. Tucholsky with 43 tackles coming into the contest. Francis picks up about half of what he needed for a first down. And that's going to bring up 4th down and 5. 4th and 5. Heath Bonestro back to kick for the defenders. Return man for Nebraska Wesleyan is Seth Wardine. A spiraling kick taken by Nebraska Wesleyan. Warden will take it at his own 37-yard line. He's to the 40, flag on the play on the block. And this one's going to come back as he's brought down at the 45-yard line. Looked like Seth Vandevoort was blocked in the back. Right about where the football was, the return started. And Nebraska Wesleyan, in all likelihood, is going to be backed up 10 yards from the 38-yard line. We'll wait and get the official call from our official, Darren Berg. All indications are it's against Nebraska Wesleyan. So a block in the back against Cord Huttner. And Nebraska Wesleyan will take over first down and 10 with 14:04 remaining. Prairie Wolves in shotgun formation. Movement along the line of scrimmage. Everybody gets back. Back to pass. Pass is complete on the right side. Short gain on the play to counter Zumpf. And Tyler Francis gets the start at quarterback. He was a game-time decision, wearing a pretty heavy knee brace. Gains 4 on the play. It's going to be 2nd down and 6. So Dort College unable to move the football on their first possession. They end up punting it away. Unable to chew up any time. And Nebraska Wesleyan has their first possession of the football game. They line up double tight. Handoff and up the middle. Gain of 4 on the play. Nebraska Wesleyan short of the first down. And that carry is by Joey Jones. Doesn't look like Dustin Bryant got the start this afternoon. Now he will come in on 3rd down and 2. He will come in off of the sideline. So it looks like both players who are questionable are going to play for Nebraska Wesleyan this afternoon. The quarterback Tyler Francis and the running back Dustin Bryant are both running, are both playing. 3rd down and 3 for Nebraska Wesleyan. Let's see if Dort College can get a stop on defense. Extended snap count. Back to pass is Francis. Francis looks. Pass is complete. And that's going to be close to a first down. Chris McDaniel on the coverage. Pass was completed to Dustin Bryant. This will depend on the spot of the football. And they're going to say it's short of the first down. It's going to be 4th down and less than a yard. Nebraska Wesleyan at their own 37-yard line will punt. On to punt is Kelby Vandenberg. Vandenberg to punt. So Vandenberg will punt this away. Both teams, a 3-plays-and-out situation. Make sure Dort College doesn't jump off sides in this situation. They don't. Vandenberg gets one away up into the wind. Fennig calls for a fair catch. Ball takes a bounce at the Dort College 25-yard line. Takes the Nebraska Wesleyan bounce inside the 20 down all the way to the 12-yard line. And Dort College will take over first down and 10. So neither team able to gain a first down on their first possession of the football game. 12:04 remaining in the first quarter. We're scoreless, Dort College and Nebraska Wesleyan. Today's broadcast made possible by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. Newman in at quarterback. Newman, toss pitch, toss sweep. It goes over to Francis. Francis trying to get to the corner, and he's forced out of bounds at the 14-yard line. Pickup of a couple of yards on the play. It's going to be 2nd down and 8. 2nd down and 8. Well, they're going to be generous on the spot. I thought he was at the 14-yard line. They're going to give him past the 15, almost to the 16-yard line, as he was forced out of bounds on the near side. 2nd down, and we'll call it 7. 11:47 left to play. First quarter, we're scoreless. Newman hands it off to the fullback. And Leonard Manuel straight up the middle. And he picks up three on the play. That's going to bring up third down and three. Third down and three. Dort College facing third down for the second time this afternoon. Dort College going to their ground attack after taking a shot down the field on their first play up from scrimmage. The breeze here, I mentioned it was breezy, more of a cross breeze. Maybe out of the northwest, but predominantly it appears out of the west here at Able Stadium. Under center is Newman. Newman, barking signals, sends a man in motion, hands it off to Manuel. Leonard straight up the middle, and he might have gotten the first down. Second effort by Leonard Manuel picks up enough for a first down, and the Dort College defenders have their first down of the day, converting on third down. Leonard Manuel, 4.8 yards per carry is his average, and all you're asking for in that situation on third down and three is for him to get his average. Dort College sets the receivers to the left. That's Verhulst and Darryl Van Grau. Van Grau wide left. Verhulst is in the slot. Dort College sends a man in motion left to right. That's Francis. Misdirection. They give it to Fennig. Fennig, nothing there. Fennig coming from right to left on the misdirection play, and Nebraska Wesleyan stayed home on the play. It's going to be second down and nine. Not much there for Nebraska, for Dort College, and Nebraska Wesleyan shuts the door at second down and nine as we approach the 10-minute mark of the first quarter. Dort College with their second possession of the football game. Both teams went three and out on their first possessions. Under center is Newman. Newman going to run option, pitches right over to Francis. Francis at the 25 gets a block from Leonard Manuel, gave him another 2 yards on the play. He's finally forced out of bounds at the 29, a gain of four on the play, and that's going to bring up a third down and five. Third and five for the defenders. They need to get to the 34-yard line, trying, if nothing else, to swing the field position battle at this point. Bright sunshiny day, comfortable temperature here in Lincoln for mid to late October in the upper 50s. Dort College taking their time as they come up to the line of scrimmage. 10 seconds remaining on the play clock. Under center is Newman. Send a man in motion. That's Fennig. Right to left. Draw play. They hand it to Manuel. And Manuel that time, nothing much there. He's going to pick up short yardage, but then driven backwards by Brandon Reeves. Leonard Manuel picks up a couple of, maybe a yard. Well, they're actually going to mark him back at the line of scrimmage. Not often Manuel is dropped at the line of scrimmage, but that time he is, and Bonestro is on the punt with 8:58 left to play here in the first quarter. Bonestro will get it away. A spiraling kick that will drive Wardeen back to the 15. He'll let it take a bounce, and it takes a Nebraska Wesleyan bounce at the 15, comes back to the 19. And that is where Nebraska Wesleyan will start from first down and 10 at their own 19-yard line. First down and 10 for the Prairie Wolves. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank. Offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Grenville, Elbert, and Hull. Member FDIC and the community. And by Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. That's a 51-yard punt for Bonestro. Back to pass is Francis. No, handed it off, and nothing there. Dort College swarming on defense. Stop Dustin Bryant for no gain on the play. Jake Atkinson, one of the linebackers for Dort College, flowing over to the play. And actually, Atkinson looks like he's lining up at a safety position. Take a closer look at the Dort College alignment from high atop the field. Shotgun formation for the Prairie Wolves. Second down and 10. Back to pass is Francis. Francis passes. Completed to the 25-yard line. Cutting back to the middle of the field, and not much there for the receiver. Picks up 4 yards on the play. Pass was completed to Connor Zump. And the Dort College defenders now facing third down and four. Third down and four for Dort College on defense. and see if the defenders can get another stop. They did last possession. And you get a stop here. Possibly you swing the field position battle a little more into your favor. 7:35 and counting, first quarter. 0-0 our score. Under center is Francis. His setback is Bryant. Fakes the handoff to Bryant. Pass is completed. That's a first down to the 40. And forced out of bounds at the 40-yard line. Pass was completed to Davis, I believe. I beg your pardon, that's Zumpf again. He's all the way out to the 41-yard line. Atkinson makes the tackle for Dort College. That's a first down for the Prairie Wolves. They've got it at their own 41-yard line. Getting more than enough for the first down yardage. Francis is under center. Double tight formation for the Prairie Wolves. And the handoff off the right tackle is Dustin Bryant. Bryant picks up 4 yards on the play. In on the tackle for Dort College, Vinoy Harris. So Harris makes the tackle. And the Prairie Wolves facing second down and 6. They need to get into Dort College territory for a first down. They're at their own 45-yard line right now. Francis sends a man in motion. Play action pass. Swings it off to the right side. With it is Dustin Bryant. Bryant's got some room to run. He's into Dort College territory and finally brought down from behind at the 30-yard line. Pursuing the play, Curtis Emery. But Bryant brought down at the Dort College 28-yard line. And Nebraska Wesleyan has their second first down of this drive. This is a drive that started at their own 19-yard line. Nebraska Wesleyan has it in Dort College territory. They send a receiver right and left. Tyler Francis is under center. His lone setback is Andy Fedoris. He hands it off to Fedoris. And he is brought down, and we might have a horse tackle collar. A horse collar tackle, I should say. Over on the far side, looked like a 10-yard pickup on the play for Nebraska Wesleyan. Flag on the play came at the point of contact as the running back was brought down. And that is Joel Weedle, number 8. Well, Dort College called for a face-masking penalty, so another first down for Nebraska Wesleyan. That gets tacked on at the end of the play, and that goes half the distance to the goal line. It'll be first down and goal to go just inside the 10-yard line. So Nebraska Wesleyan with a football, threatening with 5:40 left to go in the first quarter. Wesleyan up to the line of scrimmage. Francis is in the pistol. Dustin Bryan is in the backfield with him. Francis facing first down and goal to go inside the 10, back to pass, drops it off right side, pass is completed to Bryant. Bryant at the 5, and he is close to a first down, or pardon me, to the touchdown, and he lunges into the goal, into the end zone for a touchdown, but we've got a flag on the play. Flag on the play at the 10-yard line. Flag thrown on the play. And Nebraska Wesleyan's offense has not left the field yet. Looks like this will be against Nebraska Wesleyan. Could be a hold. We'll get the call from our official. So a block in the back against Nebraska Wesleyan and Caleb Armstrong. It's a 10-yard penalty from the spot of the foul. It'll be first down and goal to go now from the 20-yard line. 5:20 left to play in the first quarter. And in the backfield with Nebraska Wesleyan's quarterback, Francis is Weedle again. Joel Weedle gets the handoff, and he's going to pick up. Well, he's still on his feet. Looked like he was stopped dead to rights, and he is down at the 10-yard line. He bounced out of the pile. Looked like Dort College had him down for no gain. He wiggles out of the pile, picks up 11 yards on the play. It's going to be second down and goal to go now from the 9. Second and goal to go from the 9. Dort College and Nebraska Wesleyan scoreless with under 5 minutes left to play in the first quarter. Wesleyan up to the line of scrimmage, four down linemen for the defenders. Francis turns, hands, no. Play action pass. He's going to roll right under pressure. Applegate applying pressure, and he throws it away. Nobody in the vicinity as he rolled out of the pocket, threw it out of the end zone, brings up third down and goal to go from the nine. Well, Nebraska Wesleyan has a pretty good kicker in Aaron Lorraine. Lorraine is 7 of 9 on field goals this season with a long of 46. Nebraska Wesleyan facing third down and goal to go at the nine. Clock stops on the incomplete pass. So the Dort College defense trying to come up with a stop after Nebraska Wesleyan started this drive at their own 19-yard line. They've had the football for over 5 minutes. Back to pass is Francis. Francis, pass over the middle. It is complete, but short of the touchdown. Short of the goal line. Pass was completed to Connor Zumpf. Jake Atkinson in on another tackle for Dort College, and that'll bring up third down and goal to go for fourth down and goal to go for Wesleyan at the 2 yard line. Fourth down and goal to go. It looks like Nebraska Wesleyan will go for it. Bringing the play in from the sideline is Joey Jones, and we'll have a fullback as well. And that'll be Carlin Kreiner. Under center is Francis. He turns, fakes the handoff, throws into the end zone, complete touchdown. They go to the fake up the middle, and the pass was completed to Nebraska Wesleyan's Nolan Clausen. A 2 yard touchdown pass, Francis to Clausen. And the Dort College defenders trail 6-0 as Dort College's defense bit on the play as Nebraska Wesleyan brought two men into the backfield. And now on to attempt the point after is Aaron Lorraine. Lorraine's kick is up, and it's through. And Nebraska Wesleyan takes a 7-0 lead. 7-0 our score, 3:39 left to play in the first quarter. Back of the more after this. This is Dort College football on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Nebraska Wesleyan, an 81-yard touchdown drive. They started with 8:58 left to go in the first quarter. They culminated with a 2-yard touchdown pass. And Dort College will get the football back. Daniel Fennig misjudged that kick, and covering it is Leonard Manuel at the 15-yard line. Looks like that ball got up into the wind and then just died. Came almost straight down at the 15-yard line, and Leonard Manuel drops on top of it. Dort College will have it first down and 10 at their own 15-yard line with 3:38 left to play here in the first quarter. Dort College trails 7-0. Newman is under center for the defenders. Four down linemen for Nebraska Wesleyan. Newman hands it off up the middle to Manuel, and Leonard picks up a yard on the play. Second down and nine. Second down and nine coming. Dort College with it at their own 16-yard line. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College with a football at their own 16-yard line. Send a man in motion right to left. That's Fennig. Pass, slant, over the middle. Completed to Verhulst, and Sam Verhulst is brought down at the 28-yard line. That's a first down for the defenders. Gain of 11 on the play. And the defenders have their second first down of the game. So Dort College going to the quick slant over the middle to Verhulst. Verhulst lining up on the numbers. On the near side, just angled inside his cornerback, Taylor Gunther. And he had enough for a first down and then some. First down and 10 for the defenders at their own 28-yard line. Newman's going to run option, keeps it himself. There's nothing there. Tried to cut it back up the middle. He's got Kenny Lewis. Lewis was the pitch man if he could find him. And instead, it's going to be second down and 9. So they give him 1 yard on the play. Looked like he was stopped at the line of scrimmage. So second down and long for the defenders. 2 minutes remaining in the first quarter. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Under center is Newman. Newman pitches it right over to Lewis. Lewis gets to the edge, and he is spun down at the 35-yard line. Gain of 6, the way it looks. It's going to be third down and a long 2. We'll call it 3. Third down and 3. Door College needs to get to the 38-yard line. Right now, the football shy of the 36. So Door College facing third down. 4 down linemen. Nebraska Wesleyan keeping their linebackers at home. Now they creep one up to the line of scrimmage. Door College trying to get them to jump off sides, unable to do so. 10 seconds on the play clock. Door College gets the play in from the sideline. Newman is under center. 5 seconds and counting now. Newman under center. Fakes the handoff. Keeps it himself, and he's close to a first down. This will depend on the spot of the football. It'll either be fourth down and inches, or Door College will have gotten the first down by less than a yard. Looks like they're all the way to the 39-yard line, so a first down for the defenders. Door College keeps the football, and they get a fresh set of downs. 1:12 remaining in the first quarter. Door College trailing 7-0. And under center is Newman. Newman, back to pass. He's going to step up in the pocket. His pass is incomplete. He overshot Darryl Van Grauw. So with 51 seconds left to go in the first quarter, Dort College trails 7-0. They miss on the pass over the middle. And that'll stop the clock and bring up second down and 10. Second and 10 coming. So Dort College facing second down and 10. Dort College has now attempted 3 passes. 1 of 3 on those passes. Dort College up to the line of scrimmage. Lennar Manuel is the fullback. They turn. They fake the handoff to Manuel, and Newman was going to keep it himself, and he is stacked up. No gain on the play. Hunter Hand there to finish him off. Forward progress for Newman was back to the line of scrimmage, and that was it. Dort College now facing third down and long, and they will have to run a play before the quarter comes to an end. They're looking for a free timeout on the quarter break, but they aren't going to get it. Dort College facing third down and 11. Dort College up to the line of scrimmage. Linemen check their wristbands. And under center is Newman. Third down and 11. Dort College will probably have to go to the air for this play. Rolling left is Newman. Newman stops, plays the pocket breaking down around him, and he is brought down in the backfield. A sack for Taylor Tucholsky. Tucholsky, the first man there for his 5th sack of the season. Dort College loses 8 on the play, and they're going to be punting from their own 40-yard line when we start the second quarter. So Dort College punting from their own 40 as the quarter comes to a close. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with the second quarter of play right after this. Dort College facing fourth down and 19. And that means they'll be punting. They'll punt this away from their own 30-yard line. Bonus throw into the wind, and it gets a Dort College bounce. And it'll be downed inside the 30 at the 21-yard line as it rolls to a stop. And Leonard Manuel is there to down the football. And the Dort College defenders will send the defensive unit onto the field. Dort College able to move the football for 2 first downs in that drive. But they end up punting the football away, got into a little bit of trouble, and then a quarterback sack forced them back about another 8 to 10 yards. And that's where we are now as Francis has it for Nebraska Wesleyan. Pass completed to a slot receiver on the left side. Short gain on the play. That was to Earhart. Tackle made by Jake Atkinson. Atkinson in on another tackle. He's been a busy guy already today. Nebraska Wesleyan starting this drive at their own 21-yard line. Nebraska Wesleyan leads 7-0 by virtue of an 81-yard drive. Here's the pitch. Not much there, and trying to weave his way through, and line of scrimmage collapsed on Dustin Bryant. Bryant doesn't pick up much on the play, maybe a yard. It's going to be 3rd down and 5. First quarter statistics, Nebraska Wesleyan 89 yards, most of them coming on that scoring drive. 37 yards for the defenders in the first quarter of play. Time of possession, North College 7:56, Nebraska Wesleyan 7:04. Aaron Francis 15 yards for the defenders on the ground. Joel Weedle with 19 for Nebraska Wesleyan. Wesleyan 7-8 passing by Tyler Francis. His favorite receivers, Connor Zumpf with 3 catches. Sam Verhulst had 1 catch for 11 yards. Flag on the play. Francis is going to take a shot down the field, and the pass falls incomplete at the 39-yard line. The coverage provided by Ray Cleveland, but a flag is on the play. That was a 3rd down and 5. And if it's a 5-yard penalty against North College, it'd be close to a 1st down. It appears it's going to be on Nebraska Wesleyan, though. Wesleyan is called for an illegal formation. And North College will come up with a stop on defense. Ray Cleveland jarring the ball loose as it arrived at Connor Zump's hands. And that means Kelby Vandenberg is on to punt. 3 plays and out for Nebraska Wesleyan. Wesleyan leading 7-0. North College will get the football back with 13:30 remaining in the first half. Vandenberg back to kick. Punt will happen from the line of scrimmage from the 26. And it takes a Nebraska Wesleyan bounce. Daniel Fennig fields it at the 35-yard line, has to backtrack just a bit, and he is brought down at the 33-yard line, ends up with a loss of a couple on the play. Tackle and special teams by Andy Fedoris. And the North College defenders will take over 1st down and 10 at their own 33-yard line. So a 41-yard kick on the play for Vandenberg. Vandenberg averaging 40.9 yards per punt. North College now in front of the, right down in line with me. I'm looking down at the 35-yard line on the North College half of the field for this quarter. Pitch over to Francis. Francis turns to the corner, 35, spun down at the 37-yard line, gains 4 on the play, and that's going to bring up 2nd down and 6. 2nd and 6, Nebraska Wesleyan's lone score so far came, and the lone score of the game for that matter, a 10-play, 80-yard drive that took 5:04 off of the clock. Late in the first quarter, Nolan Clausen caught a Tyler Francis 2-yard touchdown pass to make it 7-0, and that's where we stand right now. North College with the football. Newman is under center. Newman pulls it away from Leonard Manuel, tries to read on the right side and find a hole, and there was nothing there. Maybe gained a yard on the play. It's going to be 3rd down and 5 after 2nd down and 6. North College picks up 1 yard. 3rd down and 5, 12:25 and counting, first half. Well, big play here for the defenders. Can they hang on to the football and get another series of downs? 3rd down and 5, Newman is under center, sends a man in motion. That's Fennig from right to left. Newman's going to drop back to pass. Newman's pass is complete to Van Grau to midfield, and he is brought down in Nebraska Wesleyan territory at the 47-yard line. That is a gain of 14 on the play, and the North College defenders have a 1st down. So North College throwing the ball a little bit more today than we've been accustomed to seeing. Daryl Van Grau caught that ball at midfield and was able to secure it and went to the ground at the 48-yard line. North College has it in Nebraska Wesleyan territory for the first time this afternoon. Offensive line for the defenders, you've got Sharper at center. You've got Hoydink on the right tackle. Ben Buma is over at right guard. I think that's Ben Buma at least, 79, yep. And with the football, the handoff up the middle, and not much there for Leonard Manuel. Leonard's going to have to work for everything he gets. He's going to get punished on almost every play. There were 3 or 4 Nebraska Wesleyan tacklers there. Coach Greg Youngblood before the contest, I let him into it, and I said nothing flashy about this Nebraska Wesleyan defense, but they play very solid up front. Over on the left side of the line for the defenders, you've got number 65. That's Nathan Moorhead, one of the Pizza Ranch Players of the Week this past week, and Ethan Kovach lining up at left guard. Under center is Newman. Newman's going to run option, pitches over to Francis, doesn't have enough blockers, got away from one tackler on his own, and he's going to be spun down at the 48-yard line. Didn't have the numbers there. Too many defensive players and not enough blockers. And that will bring up third down and eight for the defenders. No gain on the play for Aaron Francis. So Aaron Francis for the defenders. He's one of the S-backs. Tyler Francis for Nebraska Wesleyan is the quarterback. We'll try to make sure that you know the difference as this afternoon rolls along. Dort College trailing 7-0 with a football in Nebraska Wesleyan territory. You'd love for Dort College to at least get 4 or 5 yards here and maybe contemplate going for it on fourth down. Back to pass is Newman. Newman running for his life. He's to the right, pursued, and he's going to throw it out of bounds. Heavy pursuit applied that time by Phil Latimer. And Dort College, no decision to make. They're going to have to punt the football away. But we have a flag on the play at the 43-yard line. But I think this is going to be against Dort College, and Nebraska Wesleyan is going to decline the penalty. That's the signal I'm getting from the defense, at least. You heard Darren Berg, our referee, indicate that there was an ineligible receiver downfield. So Dort College and Heath Bonestro will be punting. They'll be punting from the Nebraska Wesleyan 48-yard line. That's the line of scrimmage. And Seth Wardine is back at his own 10-yard line. Bonestro angling it towards the right. It stays in play, and Wardine does not call for the fair catch, and he is leveled immediately as he caught the football at the 14-yard line. Dort College defenders. That was Glenn Thompson. Glenn Thompson making the tackle on special teams, number 94. And Nebraska Wesleyan will take over first down and 10 at their own 14-yard line. 9:54 remaining, first quarter. Nebraska Wesleyan leads 7-0. Tyler Francis under center for Wesleyan. I formation for Wesleyan. A handoff up the middle, and Dustin Bryant doesn't have anything there. He's going to lose a yard on the play as things collapse around him. Curtis Emery there. John Gardner was in on the stop as well. And I believe that's Brock Dominguez. Dominguez making the stop. Plugging up the middle, he and Curtis Emery. Defensive tackles in the four-man front for the defenders. Loss of two on the play. It's second down and 12. Francis fakes the handoff. Pass is deflected. It's still up in the air, and it falls incomplete. Dort College had a chance at it as the ball was deflected up into the air. Jake Atkinson had a shot at it off of the deflection. Pass falls incomplete. That'll bring up third down and 12. Third and 12 for the defenders. Clock stops on the incomplete pass. 9:12 left to play in the first half. It's 7-0. Nebraska Wesleyan leading Dort College. Glad to have you along with me on a sun-drenched afternoon and a busy day on the Dort College campus. Defender days this weekend. We are off campus for this football game. Back to pass is Tyler Francis. Francis is going to air it out on the left side, and the pass is complete at the 28-yard line. A 16-yard pass and catch to Connor Davis. So a first down for Nebraska Wesleyan as they face third down and 12, and they convert, and that's deflating for the Dort College defense. Let's see if they can bounce back here now. Football at the 28-yard line, Dort College's defense. Love to see them force a turnover here. Lining up on the right side, you've got a one receiver. Handed off, and Seth Vandevort is there to bring the ball carrier down. Short gain on the play. Joey Jones on the carry. Picked up one before he was knocked down by the Inside linebacker for the defender, Seth Vandevort. Vandevort, a senior from Urbandale, Iowa, making the tackle. He's the leading tackler for the Door College defenders. He's joined in the middle today by Vanoa Harris. Harris missing the first six games of the season with a knee injury. He's back in the lineup today. Handoff to number eight, and that's Joel Weedle. Weedle not on the two deep this week. He's going to play a little bit more, though, as Dustin Bryant isn't at full strength. And now Nebraska Wesleyan facing third down and three at their own 35-yard line. Fast moving first half of football. We're at the 7:50 mark of the first half. Wesleyan leads 7-0. They've got the football facing third down and three at their own 35. Pistol set. You've got Bryant in the backfield with Francis. Francis sends Bryant in motion. Empties out the backfield. Pass is completed to the 40-yard line, and that's a 5-yard pickup. They needed three, and they get the first down. Pass completed to the 40-yard line, and that is completed to Curtis Danick. Danick listed 5'4", 160 out of Lincoln. Previous stop at Morningside College, came back home, though, to play football here for his senior season at Nebraska Wesleyan. Picks up and up for a first down, and Wesleyan has it first down and 10 at their own 40-yard line. They hand it off to Weedle. Weedle, not much there. Maybe a half yard. Well, that's going to be Joey Jones instead. Joey Jones and Weedle look very similar lining up in the backfield. Jones, a 5'9", 185-pounder. Weedle listed 5'7", 165. 6:46 left to go in the first half. Wesleyan leads 7-0. Wesleyan has the football. They go spread. Two receivers left, two receivers right. And a lone setback, that's Jones. Back to pass is Francis. Francis, pass to the left is completed near midfield and brought down near the first down marker is the receiver, Connor Zumpf. Now that's Ryan Larson instead. 83, Ryan Larson on the receiving end. Door College makes a stop short of the first down marker. Cam Petrie was in on the stop for the defenders along with Vinoy Harris. And they're going to give him a first down on the play. It was right at the stripe. And the football resting right at the 50-yard line. So first down and 10 for the Prairie Wolves. Their third first down of this drive that started at their own 14-yard line. 6 minutes left to go in the first half. Wesleyan sends a man in motion. They hand it off. Andor College pretty good on the run today. Plugging things up. No gain on the play to Dustin Bryant. Tackle in the middle by Vandevort. Emery also there for the defenders. That'll bring him second down and 10. It has not been the running game that has hurt Door College this afternoon. So far it's been in passing, where Nebraska Wesleyan has been able to extend drives and have been able to move the football down the field. Second down and 10, 5:25 left to go. This is a time-consuming drive as we approach 5 minutes on this time of possession in the second quarter for Nebraska Wesleyan on this drive. They send a man in motion. That's Connor Zumpf. Francis is going to roll right, looking for Zumpf. Zumpf got away with a push-off. They pass to the man underneath, and it's completed. Enough for a 6-yard pickup on the play. Maury Lawrence on the catch. Vinoy Harris over on coverage on the man underneath. They sent Zumpf deep, and then scraped Lawrence underneath, and he picks up 6 yards on the play. It's going to be third down and 4. Third and 4, 4:40 left to play in the first quarter. Wesleyan with the football. Leading 7-0, Door College brings a man up to the line of scrimmage. That's Vandevort. Now he'll back off 3 yards. I formation for the Prairie Wolves. Pass is incomplete, intended for Lawrence. He dropped it. Chris McDaniel was right there along with Cole McLean. Now McLean and McDaniel going over their coverage assignments, and that'll bring up fourth down and 3. Fourth and 3 for the Prairie Wolves. Door College will send Fennig deep, but it looks like Door College is going to leave most of their regular defense on the field. Thinking about a potential fake here by Nebraska Wesleyan. Fourth down and 3. And Vandenberg gets it away. This one's going to spiral to the 5-yard line, taken by Fennig at the 5 to the 10, and he's dropped at the 12. Open field tackle made by Nebraska Wesleyan's Preston Franzen. Andor Kellidge will get the take the football. And they'll have it at their own 13-yard line. So a 30-yard punt. Nord College has it, first down and 10. So Nord College with it, first down and 10 with 4:17 left to go here in the first half. Nord College finally gets the football back as Nebraska Wesleyan held it that time for over 5.5 minutes. Come up empty, but they do swing the field position battle. Both teams have their timeouts remaining. Newman with the football, and he's going to be dropped. No gain on the play, and he's going to be brought down behind the line of scrimmage. Taylor Tucholsky read the... He was able to read the option. Loss of one on the play. So a tackle for loss for Tucholsky. And that'll bring up second down and 11. 3:55 left to go in this first half. Wesleyan 7, Nord College 0. Nord College deep in their own territory here. Nord College has thrown the ball a little bit more than normal this afternoon. Let's see what they do deep in their own territory, though. See if they're going to take any chances. 3:30 remaining. Newman keeps it himself. Now pitches over to Fennig. Fennig tries to get to the corner, and he's brought down at the 15-yard line. Gain of a couple on the play. Clock stops. As Fennig is forced out of bounds, generous spot. They're going to give it all the way to the 16-yard line. And it's going to bring up third down and 7. And the clock stopping there plays into Nebraska Wesleyan's favor. As they come up with a stop here, they're going to have a good chunk of clock to work with here late in the second half. Wesleyan leads 7-0. Nord College facing third down and 7. Clock resumes. 5 seconds left on the play clock, now 4. Newman is under center, 2 seconds, send a man in motion, get the play off just before the play clock expires, swing pass to the right side, nothing there. No gain on the play to Sam Verhulst, and Nebraska Wesleyan's going to call a timeout. Timeout on the field, charge to Wesleyan, they want to preserve the clock, they have 2 timeouts remaining. 3:01 left to go in the first half. Nebraska Wesleyan 7, Nord College 0. Nord College facing 4th down and 7 at their own 17-yard line when we're back right after this. Seth Wardeen fields the football at his own 45-yard line and is met immediately by Glenn Thompson and Jake Atkinson. And the Nebraska Wesleyan Prairie Wolves will take over. First down and 10. At their own 45. Wesleyan leads it 7-0. They've got 2 timeouts remaining. 2:53 left to play in the first half. See if Wesleyan tries to air it out here. 2 receivers set to the left. Pistol formation. You got 2 running backs. Send a man in motion from left to right. That is Zumpf. Back to passes Francis. Francis looking for the screenplay. Dumps it off to Bryant, Dustin Bryant. Not much room, and he is forced out of bounds by Cole McLean. The screenplay develops, but there's not much there for Dustin Bryant with room to maneuver. Clock stops, and now they'll resume the clock. 2:40 left to play in the first half. Nebraska Wesleyan 7, Nord College 0. 2 timeouts remaining for Wesleyan. We'll keep an eye on the clock. It's 2nd down and 10. Francis has a lone setback with him. Back to pass is Francis. Francis pass underthrown, and Cam Petrie turned his head just a little bit too late. If he sees that pass a little bit earlier, he picks it off, and he's headed the other way. Pass intended for Ryan Larson at the Dort College 40-yard line, about 15 yards down the field on the far sideline in front of the Dort College bench. And that'll bring up 3rd down and 10 with a football at the Nebraska Wesleyan 45-yard line. Nebraska Wesleyan up to the line of scrimmage. 3rd down and 10. They need to get to the Dort College 45 for a first down. 4 down linemen for the defenders. Back to pass. is Francis. Francis has a man open over the middle. Incomplete. Dort College didn't have anyone back deep over the top. Pass fell incomplete, intended for Connor Davis, and that's going to bring up fourth down and 10. And now Nebraska Wesleyan will punt the football back to Dort College. Daniel Fennig will take his position at the 10-yard line. Wesleyan doesn't move the football on that drive, and they are punting from their own 45-yard line. So Fennig back to receive. Kelby Vandenberg with a line of scrimmage at the Wesleyan 45. Just barely gets it away. Spiraling kick towards the sideline, and it goes out of bounds through the end zone, though, first. They're going to say that it got past the goal line and then skipped out of bounds, and it'll be first down and 10 for the defenders at their own 20-yard line. Dort College with it, first down and 10 at their own 20. 2:03 remaining in the first half. Wesleyan still has two timeouts left. See if Dort College can pick up a first down. Basically take Wesleyan and their opportunities of getting the football back out of play. Newman turns. Well, keeps it himself after the fake handoff. Pitches it over to Kenny Lewis, and Lewis is brought down out of bounds at the 19-yard line. Loss of one on the play. He was shoved out of bounds. And it's going to be second down and 11 now. See if Wesleyan uses a timeout after this next play if Dort College doesn't pick up much for yardage. Dort College would love to get to the locker room, I would imagine. Down just 7-0 at this point. They've had the football on their own half of the field most of the first half. 8 seconds left on the play clock. Dort College gets the play in from the sideline. 4 seconds left now. Under center is Newman. Sends a man in motion. Newman pitches it over to Fennig. Fennig gets a block from Leonard Manuel, and then the defense converges. And Dan Fennig picks up 4 yards on the play, and that's going to bring up third down. And 8, well, beg your pardon, third down and 6. Dort College has it at their own 24-yard line. Pickup of 5 on the second down and 11 play. It'll be third down and 6, and Wesleyan uses their second timeout of the first half with 1:15 remaining in the half. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hollyerton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair, 722-2313. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs, 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center, also online at hiltrealestate.com. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. Dort College facing third down and 6 at their own 24-yard line, trailing 7-0, 1:15 left to go in the first half. Newman back to pass, flushed from the pocket. He's going to roll right, still rolling, and throws it out of bounds. Gets rid of it just as he's leveled by Taylor Tucholsky. Incomplete pass will stop the clock, and Dort College will be forced to punt. So Wesleyan will get the football back with just over a minute left to play. Seth Wardine is back near midfield. Heath Bonestro will punt this football with a line of scrimmage marked at the 24. Dort College succeeding in just taking 50 seconds off of the clock before they are forced to punt. Now we have a stoppage in play.
Plays on the clock down to 107.
And that's kind of what I thought. When that play began, there was 1:15 left to go in the quarter. And by the time Thomas Newman got flushed from the pocket. He threw it away, and play actually took a while to develop, and there was only 2 seconds taken off of the clock in the process. And now we have a timeout on the field. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. You've got the timeouts. The clock has stopped anyhow. You may as well use them. And make sure you've got things up to speed in terms of your special teams. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Football on KDCR. Well, you don't want a missed assignment to come up here. 107 left to go in the half. Dort College trailing Nebraska Wesleyan 7-0. Dort College will be punting. Football is at their own 23-yard line, or their own 24. Fourth down and 7. Heath Bonestrow on the field for the defenders. His heels are at the 10-yard line. Bonestrow gets it away. A high spiraling kick. That's a good one. It drives Nebraska Wesleyan's Wardeen back to his own 12. He takes it to the 20, to the 25. Gets away from Benoit Harris and is brought down out of bounds, brought down at the 23-yard line by Seth Vandevort. And so that's a good punt by Dort College's Heath Bonestrow. Nebraska Wesleyan will take over with 54 seconds left to go in this first half. Dort College trails 7-0. Wesleyan has it at their own 23, so that punt nets over 50 yards. Nearly a 60-yard punt by Bonestrow in the air. Pass is incomplete, in and out of the hands of Nebraska Wesleyan's Tyler Gibson. Atkinson was there on the coverage. And that'll bring up second down and 10. Second and 10 for Wesleyan. Clock stops on the incomplete pass. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Nebraska Wesleyan, one scoring drive, and that's been it. Josh Shank on the field for Dort College. He and Curtis Emery lining up at defensive tackle. Micah Applegate is the right defensive end. Looks like Dwight Green is at left defensive end. Pass over the middle is complete. Gain of 7 on the play. Sliding to the ground is the receiver. That's Brooks Earhart. And that'll bring up third down and short. Pass is complete on the near side at the 37-yard line. Gain of 5 on the play. Clock stops momentarily, 27 seconds on the clock. Wesleyan trying to hurry it up, and now we've got a flag on the play. Wesleyan has one timeout remaining. We've got a flag on the play. This is going to be against the offense in all likelihood. False start on Tyler Gibson for Nebraska Wesleyan. Brings up first down and 15 with 23 seconds left to go in the half. Wesleyan has the one timeout to work with. They're still deep in their own territory at their own 33-yard line. Back to pass is Francis for Wesleyan, looking over the middle, pursued by Jonathan Gardner, and Jonathan Gardner is going to bring him down. A quarterback sack for John Gardner. A loss of 7 on the play. And with 5 seconds remaining, Nebraska Wesleyan will let the half come to an end. We go to the halftime. Our score, Nebraska Wesleyan 7, Dort College 0. As Nebraska Wesleyan's drive comes to a close with the end of the half, John Gardner getting the quarterback sack. For Gardner, the senior, came in with 19 tackles. He's been held in check in terms of his quarterback sacks this season, though, but he gets number one there. Stops the Nebraska Wesleyan threat. We go to halftime, 7-0, Wesleyan in front. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Football on KDCR 88.5 FM. It's halftime. Nebraska Wesleyan leads Dort College 7-0. Great Plains Athletic Conference football play. Dort College and Nebraska Wesleyan thus far playing turnover-free football, and what that has led to has been a fast-moving first half. A total of 29 pass attempts, but we had 18 completions out of 29 pass attempts by the two teams combined so far this afternoon. And the Nebraska Wesleyan Prairie Wolves on a 80-yard touchdown drive hold a 7-0 lead. That first quarter touchdown right now, the difference in the ballgame at 7-0. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Recapping the scoring, first quarter of play, Nebraska Wesleyan used 10 plays, went 80 yards, 5 minutes and 4 seconds, capping the drive with a fourth down conversion from the Dort College 2-yard line. Tyler Francis to Nolan Clausen. Point after was good by Aaron Lorraine, made it 7-0, and that's how the half came to a close. Dort College had the football in Nebraska Wesleyan territory once. That came in the second quarter when they made it inside the 50 to the about the 47-yard line before they were forced to punt. Nebraska Wesleyan holding a time of possession advantage at 15:55 and a yardage advantage of 147-64. Let's take a look at the team stats. Dort College, 40 yards on the ground, 24 in the air. Nebraska Wesleyan, 29-118. Wesleyan punted four times for 46.2 yards per punt average. Dort College, six punts for a 46.7 yards per punt average. Dort College, 3 of 9 on third down conversion attempts. Nebraska Wesleyan, 4 of 9 on third down conversion attempts. Wesleyan attempted a first down on one fourth down situation and were able to convert. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Football on KDCR. Nebraska Wesleyan led by Joel Weedles, 25 yards on the ground on 3 carries. Justin Bryant, 4 carries for 7 yards. Tyler Francis, 15 of 22, passing for 118 yards. He has a touchdown and no interceptions. Dustin Bryant, 4 catches for 35 yards. Connor Zumpf, 3 catches for 17 yards. Brooks Earhart, 2 catches for 11 yards. For Dort College, Aaron Francis, 5 carries, 20 yards. Leonard Manuel, 6 carries, 14 yards. Daniel Fennig, 4 carries, 7 yards. Kenny Lewis, 2 carries, 7 yards. Thomas Newman, 3 of 7 through the air for 24 yards. Sam Verhulst, 2 catches for 11 yards. Daryl Van Graal, 1 catch for 13 yards. Heath Bonestroy, 46.7 yards per punt average through 6 punts. Kelby Vandenberg, 4 punts for 46.2 yards per punt average with a long of 55 for Nebraska Wesleyan. Jake Atkinson, 6 solo tackles. Vinoy Harris, 4 solos for Dort College. Seth Vandenberg, 2 and 1. For Nebraska Wesleyan, Taylor Tucholsky, 5 solos and 3 assisted stops. Brandon Reeves, 2 solos and 2 assists. All that translates into Nebraska Wesleyan leading 7-0 at halftime. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We'll be back with a check of what's happening around the Great Plains Athletic Conference with Commissioner Corey Westra right after this.
Football Saturday report for Saturday, October 19th, brought to you by the Great Plains Athletic Conference. I'm Corey Westra. On your Football Saturday report, let's begin with a look back at last week's scoreboard around the conference. We begin in Seward, where Concordia remained undefeated. The Bulldogs defeated Nebraska Wesleyan in a top 25 showdown, 19-3, the final score. Dakota Wesleyan on the road knocks off Doan in the Tiger matchup, 31-20, the final. Top-ranked Morningside at home defeats Hastings 44-3. Northwestern wins at the Dakota Dome over Briar Cliff 24-17. And in non-conference play, Dort passed Trinity Bible in Sioux Center 56-27, the final score. Midland was off last week in GPAC football. Let's go to the Hoffman America Sports Football Players of the Week then. Anthony Muhlenberg, wide receiver from Dakota Wesleyan, takes the offensive honor. 10 catches, 137 yards, and a pair of scores in DWU's win against Doan on the road. Derek Blessing, a cornerback, is the defensive player of the week. He's from Concordia. He had a couple of interceptions in that big win against Nebraska Wesleyan. And Dan Porter, the kicker from Dakota Wesleyan, takes the honor on special teams. 4 for 4 in extra points, and he also made a 30-yard field goal in the Dakota Wesleyan win at Doan last Saturday. So that's your Hoffman America Sports Players of the Week from last Saturday. That's a look back. Coming up after the break, we'll preview this week's games across the conference. The GPAC Football Saturday Report continues right after this.
The Great Plains Athletic Conference is an affiliated conference of the NAIA, consisting of 11 private, faith-based colleges and universities in Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota. Founded in 2000, the GPAC is proud of our academic and athletic tradition. Last year, the conference totaled over 500 NAIA Daktronics Scholar-Athletes, and the GPAC has 20 team NAIA national champions. Visit our website at gpacsports.com, where you can also find links to our Facebook and Twitter sites as well. The Great Plains Athletic Conference, academic and athletic excellence since 2000.
We move into another Saturday of October football in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. All afternoon games this week kicking off at 1 o'clock. We begin in Hastings, where the Broncos will host Midland. Hastings enters the game at 0-5 in conference play. Midland coming off their bye, 1-3 in the GPAC, 2-3 overall. Nebraska Wesleyan back at home in Lincoln. They are going to host Dort in a 1 o'clock game at Able Stadium. Nebraska Wesleyan is 3-3 on the season, 3-2 in the GPAC. Dort is 2-4 overall and 0-4 in league play. In Mitchell, a big matchup. Dakota Wesleyan, now receiving votes, will host number one ranked Morningside and the Mustangs. Morningside comes in at 5-0, 4-0 in the GPAC. Dakota Wesleyan has won three games in a row, are now 4-2 overall and 3-1 in conference play. 14th-ranked Concordia will take their perfect record of 6-0 overall, 4-0 in the GPAC, on the road to Northwestern. Another big game this weekend at Develois Stadium in Orange City. The Red Raiders receiving votes. They are 3-2 and 2-2 in conference play. And finally, non-conference, Briarcliff is at Dakota State this weekend for a 1 o'clock kickoff. Let's take a look then at the rankings this week. As mentioned, Morningside is the number one team once again in the country. Concordia is ranked 14th. Those are the two that are within the top 25. Dakota Wesleyan and Northwestern are both receiving votes from the NAIA this week. Let's take a look then at the overall NAIA top 10 for this week. Following Morningside in the number one spot is the University of the Cumberlands at 2. Grandview is 3, St. Francis 4, and Benedictine 5. Missouri Valley is ranked 6, Carroll 7, Ottawa is ranked 8, St. Ambrose of Iowa ranked 9th, and Baker is ranked 10th this week. And this has been your GPAC Football Saturday Report for October 19. I'm Corey Westra.
Taking a look at some of the scores from those games that Corey was telling us about, we have some partials in. Midland leads Hastings near halftime, 28-14. None of these are halftime scores yet. Morningside over Dakota Wesleyan near the half, 27-6. Northwestern over Concordia late in the second quarter, 13-7. Briarcliff and Dakota State, I believe that is a late kickoff today, a late afternoon kickoff in Madison, South Dakota. So again, Midland over Hastings, 28-14 at this point. Morningside over Dakota Wesleyan, 27-6. Northwestern over Concordia, 13-7. And the game you're listening to on KDCR, Nebraska Wesleyan leads Dort College, 7-0. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take another break and be back with a look at what's happening in terms of athletics this weekend on the Dort College campus. You're listening to Dort College Football on KDCR, 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back in Sioux Center today, Dort College hosting Hastings in Great Plains Athletic Conference soccer action. Women's game began at 1 o'clock. They should be into the second half by now in Sioux Center. The men's game scheduled to begin in about an hour at 3:15. Also this afternoon, Dort Blades hockey, as they will be playing at 4:15 this afternoon against the University of Iowa, trying to avenge a loss last night to the Hawkeyes. Dort College lost 3-2. That was a little bit of a stunner as Iowa came in 0-6. Dort College had won a pair last week. And later this afternoon, Dort College volleyball as they travel to Hastings, taking on the Broncos. That's a 3:30 junior varsity start, 5 o'clock varsity start. And that is for basically second place right now in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Both teams are 8-2 heading into conference play. Coming up this week, Dort College volleyball as the defenders will host Briarcliff on Tuesday. That'll be an October 22 contest. The Dort College defenders also at home on Saturday of next week as they face Concordia in Great Plains Athletic Conference volleyball action. That'll be a late afternoon start time for the varsity at 5 o'clock. Dort College football hosting Northwestern 1 week from today. That'll be a 1 o'clock kickoff at Open Space Park in Sioux Center. And also, next Saturday, I should say next weekend, the Dort College women's basketball team opens up the 2013-14 women's basketball season as they host York College 1 week from last night in non-conference basketball play. You're listening to KBCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with the second half of action, Nebraska Wesleyan leads Dort College 7-0. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast of Dort College football made possible by the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. By the Beninklin Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewijk is a broker. Kevin Giese on to kick for the defenders to start the second half of play. Back deep for Nebraska Wesleyan, Joel Engel, and Brooks Earhart. Earhart will chase this one into the end zone, and that'll be a touchback. Nebraska Wesleyan will take over first down and 10 at their own 25-yard line. Dort College on the field defensively. Nebraska Wesleyan with a football at their own 25 to start the second half of play. Nebraska Wesleyan right now an extended drive. That's the only difference in this contest. They lead 7-0. Francis is under center. That's Tyler Francis. Francis under center, turns, hands, gives to Bryant. Bryant the ball carrier. He's to the 25, back to the line of scrimmage, and ridden down by Cole McLean at the 32-yard line. A gain of 7 on the play. So Cole McLean coming over from his safety position to make the stop. He and Atkinson are lining up as the safeties. Chris McDaniel, the near side cornerback. The far side is Cam Petrie. Nebraska Wesleyan moving left to right. Micah Applegate, left defensive end. Curtis Emery. I believe Brock Dominguez had a tackle. Dort College brings a linebacker up. That's JT Teixeira at the left edge. They hand it off to Joel Weedle, and Weedle picks up a first down all the way to the 40-yard line. Gain of 7 on the play, back-to-back running plays on the left side. Nebraska Wesleyan at their own 41-yard line, a pickup of 16 yards on their first two plays from scrimmage on this drive. So Nebraska Wesleyan with a football at their own 41. I formation for the Prairie Wolves. Two receivers set to the right. They hand it off to Bryant. Bryant. Pick up a 5 on the play before he's wrapped up. Seth Vandervoort on the tackle for the defenders. Second down and 5. Nebraska Wesleyan at their own 46-yard line. So Dort College, the defense needs to stiffen up here and make a stop. Nebraska Wesleyan threatening to get into Dort College territory. Wesleyan leads 7-0. Double tight end for Nebraska Wesleyan. They've got everybody tight along the line of scrimmage. Hand off to, I believe that's Joey Jones. I believe Bryant is off of the field now. And Joey Jones the carry. Pick up a 3 on the play before he's dropped, short of the first down. And that's actually 29 rather than 26. That is Oster Ruskamp. Nebraska Wesleyan running another running back into the contest. Third down and 3 for the Prairie Wolves, short of midfield. They'll go I formation. Fullback will be Nick Lovell. Bryant is the tailback. Send a man in motion right to left. They fake the pitch. Back to pass is Francis. Francis dumps it off underneath, and the pass is complete. That's a first down. A pickup of 4 on the play. They needed 3. So first down, pass completion. to Nolan Clausen. Clausen had the 2-yard reception for a touchdown in the first quarter of play. And Wesleyan extends the drive with a 3rd down and 3 play where they pick up 4 yards. Fake the handoff. Drew the defense up just enough, and then coming off the line was the tight end Nolan Clausen, who got free for a 4-yard pickup on the play. 1st down and 10 for the Prairie Wolves, indoor college territory. Handoff to Weedle. Weedle up the middle. Gain of 4 on the play. 2nd down and 6. Curtis Emery on the stop. Seth Vandervoort also there. The Dort College defenders defensively have done a pretty good job of staying at home. Not gotten beaten by the big play today. Wesleyan has been content to play it pretty close to the vest thus far. Bryant is the setback. I believe that's Bryant at least. Might have a different running back in. That's Weedle. Beg your pardon. Weedle stopped on the play. Teixeira on the tackle. So Teixeira came up, made the stop. It's going to bring up 3rd down, and it looks like 6. Wesleyan with a football at the Dort College 44-yard line. 11:35 left to go in the third quarter. 7-0, Nebraska Wesleyan in front. Bryant runs the play in from the sideline. Bryant has been used more as a decoy today. 2 receivers set to the right. Also got tight ends on both ends of the line of scrimmage. Back to pass is Francis. Francis looking. He's got time. Pass is complete, but we've got a flag on the play. The flag was thrown at the 37-yard line. Not sure if that'll be a defensive holding on the defenders. Football is right now at the 34-yard line of Dort College. The officials conferring. Flag was thrown at the 38. The pass was completed down to the 34. If the play stands, it's a 1st down. We'll get the call from our official. Wesleyan acting like it's against Dort College. A defensive holding call against Vinoy Harris, linebacker for Dort College. They'll decline the penalty. They'll keep the play. And Wesleyan now has it at the 34-yard line. 1st down and 10 for Wesleyan at the 34-yard line. They turn and hand to Bryant. Bryant, the ball carrier, might have had holding on the far side, and Cole McLean comes up with a stop. No flag on the play. Looked like the offensive lineman engaged with one of the defensive tackles for Dort College for a very long time. Gain of 1 on the play for Bryant. It's going to be 2nd down and 9. Bryant has not been full speed today. 2nd down and 9. Wesleyan with a football in Dort College territory at the 33-yard line. Wesleyan, an 80-yard drive in the first quarter. That resulted in their only score and the only score of the game for that matter. It's 7-0, Nebraska Wesleyan in front. Wesleyan with a football, pistol formation. They hand it off to Weedle. Weedle, nothing there. Weedle tripped up initially by Micah Applegate. Coming up on the run support for Dort College was Vinoy Harris. Gain of 1 on the play. It's going to be 3rd down and 8. 3rd and 8 for Wesleyan at the Dort College 32. In all likelihood, Wesleyan in 4-down territory here. 9:55 and counting in this first half. I beg your pardon, 3rd quarter now. Two running backs in the pistol along with Francis. Francis, pass over the middle is complete, and that's a 1st down down to the 10-yard line. Pass completed to Connor Davis. Davis got all by himself down to the 10-yard line, a 22-yard pickup on the play, and Ray Cleveland was there late. So a 1st down for Nebraska Wesleyan, and they continue to drive, taking this half-opening drive down the field. They have chewed up nearly 6 minutes of possession time, beating Dort College at their own game right now. 5 receivers in for Wesleyan. No tight ends. They hand it off to Bryant. Bryant trying to weave his way down to the field, and he is dropped after a short gain on the play. Pick up of maybe two, three on the play. Seth Vandevort on the stop. It's going to be second down and goal from the eight. Football is just inside the 10, so pickup of two. Wesleyan leading 7-0, tried to tack on a second score. See if Dort College can force a turnover. Fullback for Wesleyan is now Nick Lovell as they go to the I formation. Tight end moving from right to left is Clausen. Look for play action. No, they hand it off to Bryant. Bryant the ball carrier. Bryant at the five, spun down at the four. It'll be third down and goal inside the five. Seth Vandevort on the tackle for the defenders. Wesleyan continuing to grind this one out. Josh Shank in at defensive tackle for the defenders. Micah Applegate's the near side defensive end. Dort College defense looking to the sideline for instructions. And now we're going to have a timeout on the field. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Timeout charge to Nebraska Wesleyan. Back with more after this. This is Dort College football on KDCR. Nebraska Wesleyan has the football inside the Dort College 5-yard line, facing third down and goal to go at the 3. Wesleyan using a timeout, their first timeout of the second half. 7:49 left to go in the first in the third quarter, that is. Dort College has not had the football here in the second half. Wesleyan, third down and goal to go at the 3. Francis is under center. Tight end is set to the left. I formation for the Prairie Wolves. They hand it off to Bryant. Bryant the ball carrier, and Bryant has submarine. No gain on the play. Seth Vandevort on the tackle. And it's going to be fourth down and goal to go at the 3, and Nebraska Wesleyan will go for a field goal here. They'll send the kicking team onto the field. Aaron Lorraine, who is 7 of 9 on field goals so far this season, will come in to kick with a crosswind, moving from his right to left. The holder is Kelby Vandenberg. Fourth down and goal to go from the 3. This will be a 21-yard field goal attempt for Wesleyan. Lorraine gets the snap down. The kick is up, and the kick is no good. The Dort College defense comes up with a stop, and the 21-yard field goal is wide left. And Nebraska Wesleyan holds on to the football for nearly 8 minutes, but come up empty, and it's still a one-score ball game. 7-0 our score. Wesleyan in front. Dort College will take over, first down and 10 at their own 20. So Dort College taking over, first down and 10 at their own 20. Talking to the Nebraska Wesleyan press box folks at halftime, made the comment that this really could easily be a tie ball game, as Dort College had a wide open receiver on the first play from scrimmage in this contest. We're unable to complete the pass. Dort College going back to the fullback dive. They hand it off to Leonard Manuel. Manuel picks up 2 yards on the play. It's going to be second down and 8. Thomas Newman simply overshot Sam Verhulst on that first play of the ball game. Otherwise, this is a tie ball game. 7-0 as it is. Nebraska Wesleyan in front. Dort College, the offense has been limited. They have had it in Nebraska Wesleyan territory once so far today. This is their first possession of the second half. Newman with the carry, pitches over to Fennig. Fennig trying to get to the corner, and things collapsing around Daniel Fennig, and Fennig is brought down from behind. Tackle made by number 49, Taylor Tucholsky. Tucholsky making the stop. No gain on the play for Fennig. That's going to bring up third down and long. Third down and long. So Nebraska Wesleyan moved the football to start the second half, but came up empty. They missed on a 21-yard field goal. Dort College now going to the pistol. They spread it out. Two receivers right and left. Four-man rush. Newman steps up in the pocket, gets away from one would-be tackler, and then he is stacked up. Gain of maybe a couple on the play, and he takes a couple punishing hits. As the pocket collapsed around him, maybe gained one or two on the play. It's going to be fourth down and long, and Door College will have to punt. Newman tried to step up in the pocket and actually made contact with his own blocker, and that impeded his progress just enough that Nebraska Wesleyan was able to come on and make the tackle. Heath Bonestro on to punt. Bonestro gets away, spiraling kick to the left side. Calling for the fair catch is Dustin Bryant. I beg your pardon, is Seth Wardeen. Wardeen fields it at the 43-yard line, and Nebraska Wesleyan will take over. First down and 10 at their own 43 with 5:17 left to go in the third quarter. North College took 2 minutes off of the clock. Were unable to move the football, though. Forced to punt from their own 24. That ends up being about a 35-yard punt. Wesleyan takes over first down and 10. Fake the handoff. Drop back to pass is Francis. Francis' pass over the middle is incomplete. And a lot of collision between Cole McClain and Connor Zumpf. And now the question is, who's the penalty going to be called on? It appeared to me that Cole McClain got tripped up and fell, and then Connor Zumpf tripped over top of him. North College sideline upset with that call, and with some reason, I would say. So now first down and 10 for Wesleyan in North College territory at the 42-yard line. I'm not sure why McClain fell initially. When I picked the play up, the contact had already occurred. Short gain on the play. For Dustin Bryant, it's going to be second down and 8 between McClain and Zumpf. And Zumpf ended up falling over the top of Cole McClain. And I thought it was going to be a no, there was going to be no call on the play. And then the field judge ends up throwing the flag in late after no one else did. Brings up second down and 8. Second and 8 after the pass interference was called. Wesleyan with a football. Bryant in the pistol. He's going to drop back to pass. Pass is complete to Zump. And Zump stiff arms a would-be tackler, and he's into the end zone. Touchdown. A 39-yard touchdown pass and catch from Francis to Zump. And Nebraska Wesleyan leads 13-0 pending the point after. Well, that set of downs and that possession helped along by a pass interference call. Door College now trails 13-0. Point after attempt for Lorraine. Lorraine's kick is up and through. And Nebraska Wesleyan leads it 14-0. 14-0. Nebraska Wesleyan leads. 4:24 left to go in the third. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders trailing Nebraska Wesleyan 14-0, 4:24 left to go in this third quarter. Dort College with the football. Trailing 14-0. North College hands it off to Leonard Manuel. Manuel picks up 4 yards on the play. It's going to be second down and 6. So North College taking over first down and 10 at their own 25. With 4:08 and counting left to play in the third quarter. Up to the line of scrimmage, Dort College trailing 14-0. Newman turns, gets away from pressure, looks for someone to pitch to, and he ends up carrying it himself, picks up two on the play. It's going to be third down and four. Third and four. Nord College at their own 31-yard line. So third and four. And Nord College up to the line of scrimmage. Clock at the with 13 seconds on it. And back to pass is Newman. Newman's going to roll left. Stops, and he's going to be brought down. A loss on the play, and we've got a player shaken up as well on the far side. That's Hoydink. Newman dropped at the 21-yard line. A loss of six on the play. And the Nord College defenders will be forced to punt from their own half of the field. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. And getting the punt away will be Bonestro. Bonestro's punt taken at the 43-yard line by Wardeen, and Wardeen's going to be brought down at the 45. So a change of possession coming. Nebraska Wesleyan will get the football back with 2:16 remaining in the third quarter. Our score, Nebraska Wesleyan 14, Nord College 0. Nebraska Wesleyan with the football as we head into the closing moments of the third quarter. So Nebraska Wesleyan scored on their last possession. And Nord College trailing 14 to nothing. Wesleyan had a time-consuming drive to start the second half, but came away with nothing. They turn, hand, give to Bryant. Bryant, the ball carrier, picks up four on the play. And it's going to be second down and five. Second and five. JT Teixeira on the tackle for Nord College. Nebraska Wesleyan with the football facing second down and long. Francis, swing pass over to Bryant. Bryant at the 45-yard line to the 50 and now into Nord College territory at the 46-yard line. Stop short of the first down. It's going to be third down. And it looks like two. Third and two on the way, 1:25 left to go in the third quarter. So Nebraska Wesleyan facing third down and two. Francis, slant pass over the middle, incomplete. In and out of the hands of the intended receiver. Right through the hands, in and out of the hands. And the Nord College defenders will get the football back. Taylor Winkler, the intended receiver on the play, as he had to go in and out of his hands, and with less than a minute left to go in the third quarter, Nebraska Wesleyan will be punting. They get it away. High kick, and it's going to go out of bounds. At about the 20-yard line, we'll see where the official marks it. He's going to mark it at the 15, so it'll be first down and 10 for Nord College at their own 14-yard line, actually. 14 to nothing, Nebraska Wesleyan leading Nord College. So Nebraska Wesleyan pinning Nord College deep in their own territory again. And Nord College will go to the spread. Two receivers right and left. Newman fumbles the snap. As he lined up in the pistol, he has to fall on top of it. Ends up losing 4 yards on the play. It's going to be second down and 14. Clock continuing to run. 30 seconds left to go in the third quarter. So Thomas Newman facing second down and 14 now. Nebraska Wesleyan leading 14 to nothing by virtue of a 39-yard touchdown pass. Andor College is going to let the quarter come to a close. They're going to get a free timeout in effect at the quarter break. And with our score, Nebraska Wesleyan 14, Door College 0, we head to the fourth quarter of play. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hoveman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Back with the fourth quarter of play, Dort College facing second down and long. Three-yard gain on the play for Leonard Manuel as the third quarter came to a close and the fourth quarter begins. Hand off to Daniel Fennig, and Fennig is brought down at the 21-yard line. He's going to be stopped short of the first down. Needed to get to the 24, and he got to the 21. So a gain of 3 on the play. I should say stopped short of the first down by 3 yards. And that'll bring up fourth down. Andor College will be forced to punt, trailing 14-0, and look for Nebraska Wesleyan to just try to grind this one out. And Seth Wardine is now on to receive the punt. For Nebraska Wesleyan. And we have a timeout on the field. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're back with more right after this. This is Dort College Football on KDCR, 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. 13:30 left to play in the ball game as Dort College punted it away, and nearly breaking the first play from scrimmage is Joel Weedle. Weedle takes it from the 48 to the Dort College 37, so a gain of 11 on the play. It's going to bring up first down and 10 for the Prairie Wolves at the Dort College 36-yard line. Women's soccer today. It is Hastings leading Dort College at last check 6-0. Back to pass is Tyler Francis, that is. Francis pass over the middle is complete inside the 20 down to the 19. So Nebraska Wesleyan another first down, a gain of 17 on the play. And Nebraska Wesleyan threatening to turn this into a three-score game. Dort College trailing 14-0. Defense made a stop earlier in the half where they held Nebraska Wesleyan to a field goal try. That ended up being off the mark. Nebraska Wesleyan eventually scored to make it 14-0 on the ensuing drive after Dort College was unable to move the football. And off to Weedle. Weedle, a gain of 3 on the play. It's going to be second down and 7. 14-0, Nebraska Wesleyan in front. 12:30 left to play in the game. Wesleyan with it in Dort College territory down at the 16-yard line. Second down and 7. I formation for the Prairie Wolves. Francis turns, hands it off, and nothing there that time for Nick Lovell. Lovell is stopped for no gain. Atkinson on the tackle. And the Dort College defenders facing now a third down and 7 defensively. See if they can halt Nebraska Wesleyan's drive. Nebraska Wesleyan, a new running back in the contest. That's number 29. Back to pass is Francis. Francis looks over the middle. His pass is incomplete. Intended on the play for Curtis Danick. Danick unable to reel in the diving catch. And Nebraska Wesleyan will come on to attempt the field goal. And this will be a 32-yard field goal attempt by Aaron Lorraine. He's 0 for 1 today on field goal tries. And Lorraine will line it up. Snap is down, kick is up, and the kick is blocked. Somebody got their hands on it, and the kick goes through the end zone. Might have been Curtis Emery that got a hand on it. As it is, Dort College comes up with another stop defensively. This time they get a blocked field goal. And Nebraska Wesleyan will send their defense back onto the field, and the Dort College offense will come on, trailing 14-0 with 11:27 left to go in this ballgame. So Dort College taking over, first down and 10 at their own 20. 11:27 remaining. And it looks like we've got a quarterback change for the defenders. Dort College. And an interception thrown on the first pass of the drive. Throwing the pass interception, I believe that's Caleb Luzinger. Or was that Ross? Well, awfully hard to see those silver numbers, but looks like Ross Schur from Hamilton, Michigan, inserted at quarterback. And he throws an interception on the first play from scrimmage. And it's taken back all the way inside the Dort College 5 to the 3-yard line. And now Nebraska Wesleyan has it first down and goal to go at the 3 with 11:18 left to play in this ball game. Wesleyan trying to make it a 3-score game again. They hand it off. Weaving his way in towards the goal line and across the goal line in for a touchdown is Nebraska Wesleyan's Nick Lovell. Well, they're going to say that's 29 rather than 25. Certainly looks like 25 to me, but Austin Ruskamp. Ruskamp with the carry to make it 20-0 pending the point after. So Dort College's first turnover of the ball game leads to a Nebraska Wesleyan score. Snap is down, kick is up, and the kick is just inside the upright. And Nebraska Wesleyan leads it 21-0 after Dort College gives Nebraska Wesleyan a short field to work with. And the Prairie Wolves lead it 21-0. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this.
The classroom.
Dort College trails 21-0. Daniel Fennig back at his own 10-yard line. That kick goes over his head and into the end zone. Touchback, and Dort College will take over first down and 10 at their own 25-yard line. Well, through three quarters of play, Nebraska Wesleyan had out gained Dort College 268-58. Dort College with 34 yards rushing, 24 in the air. Nebraska Wesleyan 72 and 196. Handoff goes to Lewis. Lewis carries it around the right edge, and he is stopped after a 5-yard pickup on the play. That will bring up second down and 5. So Lewis carries for 5. And Dort College trailing 21-0 with 10:58 left to go in the ballgame. Looks like Schur is in at quarterback again. Schur back to pass, flings it over the middle. Pass is caught at the 35. I think they're going to give Dort College forward progress at the 35-yard line. And if it is at the 35, it'll be a first down. Pass was completed to Van Grau. So Dort College moving the football. For the first time this season, we are seeing Ross Schruer, I believe. He is a 6-foot freshman from Hamilton, Michigan. First down and 10. Hands it off to Leonard Manuel. Manuel up the middle, picks up 7 on the play. It's going to be second down and 3. Second down and 3. So Dort College with the football at their own 42. Ross Schroer in the pistol, turns, hands, gives to Manuel, and Leonard Manuel gets up to the line of scrimmage, and that is it. See, he is met by a brick wall there, actually lost a yard on the play. And that will bring up third down and three. Third down and four after the loss is recorded. 9:30 left to go in the game. North College trails 21-0. North College, they put Francis in a slot to the right, Fennig to the left. Receivers right and left as well. Back to passes, Schroer. Schroer throws it up for grabs, and nobody's home. A drop between two Nebraska Wesley and Prairie Wolf defensive players. That'll bring up fourth down and three, and with 9:17 left to go in the ballgame, North College will have a decision to make here. Looks like Dort College will go for it, trailing 21-0. Well, I can't tell if that is Schroer or Barker quarterbacking for the defenders. Doesn't look big enough, or doesn't look, it looks too big for Barker. We'll double check. In between possessions. And we have a false start on the defenders. So hard to see those silver numbers, whether it's 18 or 19, and my binoculars are back in Sioux Center today. So North College trailing 21-0. And North College facing fourth down and eight. Back to pass, and nothing there. A quarterback sack by Wesleyan. And Wesleyan comes up with a quarterback sack by Phil Latimer. North College turns it over on downs at the 24-yard line of the North College defenders. So North College unable to move the football. Nebraska Wesleyan will send their offense onto the field, leading 21-0. Wesleyan with a football in the driver's seat, 21-0. Pitch goes wide right, option pass, and it's underthrown. Nebraska Wesleyan's running back on the option pass, Austin Ruskamp. Ruskamp underthrew his intended receiver, and it fell incomplete. And that'll bring up second down and 10. Clock stops on the incomplete pass, 8:42 remaining in this football game. Dort College led on the ground by Leonard Manuel, 22 yards. Aaron Francis with 20 for Nebraska Wesley, and Joel Weedle and Dustin Bryant with 39 and 34 respectively. Tyler Francis, 20 of 28 through the air for Nebraska Wesleyan. Going into the fourth quarter, 196 yards. Thomas Newman, 3 of 7 passing for Dort College for 24 yards. 8:29 left to go in the football game. Dort College trails 21-0. We have a stoppage in play. And we'll get the word from Darren Berg.
8:50 on the game clock. 8:50.
And they're going to ask for the game clock to be reset to 8 minutes and 50 seconds. Francis back to pass. His pass is complete down to the 1 yard line, and Ray Cleveland makes the tackle that prevents the touchdown for the time being. Connor Zump on the receiving end of it. Stop short of the goal line by a yard. And that'll bring up first down and goal to go for the Prairie Wolves inside the North College 5 yard line. First down and goal to go at the one. Wesleyan with the I formation. Russ Scamp is the tailback. He turns. The quarterback, Francis, hands it off to Russ Gamp. Russ Gamp lunges into the end zone. Touchdown, Nebraska Wesleyan, and they lead now 27-0. 27-0 our score. Wesleyan leads. 8:16 left to play here in the fourth quarter. Nebraska Wesleyan scoring three times here in the second half. On to attempt the point after is Aaron Lorraine, and Lorraine's kick is through. And Nebraska Wesleyan leads 28-0. 8:16 left to go in regulation. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Football on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Nebraska Wesleyan kicking off, leading 28-0. They've taken advantage of a Dort College interception and turnover on downs, and a high kick taken by Fennig at the 18-yard line. He slips and falls at the 22, and Dort College will take over first down and 10 at their own 22-yard line, and we will see if it's the freshman again and a quarterback for the defenders. That is Ross Skur. Skur. See if it's number 18 again coming off of the sideline for Dort College. And it appears it is Skur again in at in the pistol. Skur turns, hands, gives to Leonard Manuel. Manuel the ball carrier. Manuel picks up a yard or two on the play. It's going to be second down and 8. 8 minutes remaining here in the ball game. Dort College trails 28-0. This game has followed a similar script to other games that we've seen Dort College and Nebraska Wesleyan play. Nebraska Wesleyan very conservative on offense. End up scoring about a touchdown a quarter. And although it hasn't worked out that way in reality, by average it has. Pass intended for Van Grau. Incomplete at the 27-yard line. Would have been short of the first down. That'll bring up third down and 8, and clock stops on the incomplete pass. 7:34 left to go in the game. Dort College trailed 7-0 at halftime. Nebraska Wesleyan set the tone with a time-consuming drive in the second half, although they came up empty. Nebraska Wesleyan later scored in the third quarter to make it 14-0. Pass over the middle is completed to Verhulst to the 30-yard line. It's going to be short of the first down by less than a yard. That'll bring up fourth down, and we'll call it one. So the pass completed from Skur to Verhulst. And Dort College will go for it here, trailing 28-0 at their own 30-yard line. Skur in the pistol. Got a running back behind him. He hands it off to Leonard Manuel, and Leonard picks up enough for a first down out to the 35-yard line. A gain of 5 on the play for the defenders. Dort College able to extend the drive. First down and 10 for the defenders at their own 35-yard line. Dort College trailing 28-0, but they extend the drive. Fennig is in the slot to the near side. The split end is Verhulst. Pass underneath intended for Fennig, and Fennig heard footsteps as he had to reach back to try and grab that one. John Hovendick there on the coverage. Clock stops on the incomplete pass. It'll be second down and 10. Second down and 10, 6:35 to remaining. Dort College loses women's soccer earlier today to highly regarded Hastings, 7-2. Skur, the quarterback, back to pass. He's going to air it out. Pass over the top, intended for Van Grau, falls incomplete. And that'll bring up third down and 10. So Van Grau's the intended receiver. Andor College facing third down and 10, trailing 28-0. Skur looks to the sideline for the play call. 6:29 left to go in the game. Third down and 10 at their own 36-yard line. Back to pass is Skur. Skur, pass over the middle, is incomplete, intended for Verhulst. Overthrew Verhulst at the 45-yard line. Would have been enough for a first down. As it is, the pass falls incomplete. Andor College will punt, facing fourth down and 10. 6:23 left to go in regulation. Heath Bonestrow on to punt. Wardine will take his spot at the 23-yard line. Line of scrimmage is the 35. And Bonestrow gets away a towering kick. Wardine will take it at the 15-yard line. Gets away from Thompson, angling towards the sideline, and he's going to be dropped after a 4-yard pickup on the play. Tackle made by Jake Atkinson. And Nebraska Wesleyan will take over first down and 10 at their own 24. They mark him down at the 24. Pretty generous there. 9-yard return. 40-yard punt by Bonestrow. And Nebraska Wesleyan will take over first down and 10 at their own 24. Looks like we will have a new offensive unit in for Nebraska Wesleyan. Backup quarterback, number 15. This is Zach Thorpe in. Thorpe hands off to Ruskamp. Ruskamp, the ball carrier, to the 34-yard line. And that'll bring up second down and 5. Second and 5. Nebraska Wesleyan in the driver's seat now. And don't look for them to take any big risks here, leading 28-0 with 5:40 remaining. I formation for the Prairie Wolves. They turn, hand off, give it to Joey Jones, and Jones is stopped near the first down marker. It's going to be third down and less than a yard, it appears. So Jones, the ball carrier. Eldor College will still look for their first conference win this season. They've got 4 games remaining after today. 3 of them, they've got 2 games at home over the next 4 weeks. Hand off to Jones. Jones, the ball carrier, picks up 4 on the play. First down and 10 for the Prairie Wolves at their own 38-yard line. Next week it is Northwestern at home. Eldor College will then play Doan and Hastings the following 2 weeks on the road, and then complete the season 4 weeks from today when they host Dakota Wesleyan. 4:40 remaining in this game. Nebraska Wesleyan with it, first down and 10 at their own 38. And Wesleyan, back to pass, is the quarterback, Thorpe, and Thorpe ends up keeping it himself. He's dropped for a 2-yard loss as he tucked it away and tried to make something up as things were breaking loose around him. Brings up second down and long. 4 new receivers and skill positions come in for Nebraska Wesleyan. Second down and 11, North College trailing 28-0. Trailed 7-0 at halftime. Thorpe is under center. 10 seconds remaining on the play clock. 4 down linemen for the defenders. Thorpe turns, hands, gives to Jones, and Jones is wrapped up. 1-on-1 tackle made by Petrie. Petrie, the cornerback, making the stop. No gain on the play. And that's going to bring up third down. Third down and 11. 3rd and 11 for Nebraska Wesleyan at their own 36-yard line. Looks like Dort College might get the football back if they can come up with a defensive stop here. Thorpe is in the pistol. He's got 2 running backs with him, standing shoulder to shoulder. 2 receivers left, 1 receiver right. Dort College 4 down linemen. They rush 4. Thorpe's pass is picked off, taken away by the defenders. Coming up with it is Atkinson. Atkinson to the 40, to the 35, and brought down at the 34-yard line. Jones makes the tackle on the near sideline, and coming up with the interception is Jake Atkinson, his second interception of the season, as Atkinson returns it to the Nebraska Wesleyan 33-yard line, and that is as good a field position as Dort College has had today. Atkinson, a freshman from Colorado Springs, Colorado, makes the interception. Now Dort College with a football, first down and 10 at the 33. 2:54 remaining in this football game. Skur with the football, hands it off to Leonard Manuel, and Leonard picks up little or nothing on the play. Second down and 10 on the way, 2:40 remaining. Fennig and Verholst are lined up right. Francis and Van Grau are lined up left. We've got the five interior linemen. Leonard Manuel is the fullback. And the quarterback is Skur. Skur fakes the handoff to Fennig, who came in motion. Pass intended over the middle for Sam Verholst. And that's going to bring up third down and 10 as the pass drops incomplete. Third down and 10, 2:11 left to go in this game. Clock stops on the incomplete pass. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter. Member FDIC. Send a man in motion. This time they hand it off to Fennig. We've got a flag thrown in the Dort College backfield. Fennig still on his feet at the 20-yard line down to the 18, but this one's probably coming back. Flag thrown at the 40-yard line, and this one's coming back. It's going to be a procedure penalty against the defenders. We'll see what the call is, what the actual penalty is going to be, but this one's going to come back, one of Dort College's best offensive plays of the game. Well, they're going to say that Leonard Manuel, that's Darren Berg, telling us that Leonard Manuel was called for the penalty, 5-yard penalty on the play. Third down and 10, turns into third down and 15. Skur is in the pistol. He's got Manuel behind him. Back to pass is Skur. Wesleyan sends four. Pass is completed down to the 27-yard line. Not enough for a first down, but it'll set up fourth down on the pass completion to Sam Verholst as he is brought down on the play. By Tyler Chamness. That'll bring up fourth down and four. 1:40 remaining in the contest. Dort College threatening, facing fourth down and four. Nebraska Wesleyan basically one stop away from securing the shutout. Back to pass is Skur. Skur's pass is complete to Van Grau. We've got a flag on the play, though, at the 25-yard line. Van Grau's pass, if it stands, will be enough for a first down down to the 21-yard line. It was a gain of 6 on the play. Get the call from our official. It looks like this one's going to come back as well. So a motion penalty called on Aaron Francis. And that negates a first down pass. And now we'll set up fourth down and 9. 1:23 left to go in the game. 28-0, our score. Fourth down and 9, Dort College trailing, 28-0. Back to pass is Skur. Skur steps up in the pocket, throws it up for grabs. Collision down the field, no call made. Intended for Darryl Van Grau. And falls incomplete. It'll be first down and 10 for the Prairie Wolves at their own 32-yard line. So Wesleyan is able to withstand the good field position for the defenders off the interception. And Nebraska Wesleyan will come on, run a couple of plays, and that will probably do it. Dort College trailing 28-0. Wesleyan sends their second-string quarterback Thorpe onto the field. He's under center, I formation, pitches, to Ruskamp. Ruskamp, Bullock area, beg your pardon, that's Jones. And Jones is brought down at the 37-yard line. Gain of five on the play. Wesleyan will have to snap the football one more time. Dort College is going to fall to 0-7. I beg your pardon, 0-5 in the conference with four games remaining. Nebraska Wesleyan up to the line of scrimmage. Thorpe is under center. Four down linemen for the defenders. They hand it off to Jones. Jones, the ball carrier, nothing there as he is brought down by four Dort College tacklers. And that's going to be the ball game. Our final score, Nebraska Wesleyan 28, Dort College 0. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with the Wireless World post-game wrap-up right after this. A 7-0 halftime score turns into a 28-0 final score as Nebraska Wesleyan defeats Dort College this afternoon in Great Plains Athletic Conference play. Final score, 28-0. Nebraska Wesleyan now 4-3 overall, 4-2 in the conference. Dort College slips to 0-5 of the conference and 2-5 overall. We haven't received the final stats, so we will tell you who makes the broadcast of these games possible. They include Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313 by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764 by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Polina, and Sanborn, their member FDIC. Final numbers on the Wireless World post-game wrap. Nebraska Wesleyan, 17 first downs, Dort College 6. Rushing yards, Nebraska Wesleyan 110, Dort College 52. Passing yards, Wesleyan 236, Dort College 48. Total offense, Nebraska Wesleyan 346, Dort College 100. Time of possession, Wesleyan 33-27, Dort College 26-33. Dort College 3 of 16 on third down conversions. They were 3 of 9 at halftime. Nebraska Wesleyan 8 of 17 on third down conversions. Dort College turned it over once by interception. They also turned it over on downs twice. Nebraska Wesleyan did not turn the football over. Dort College was led by Leonard Manuel with 14 carries for 40 yards. Aaron Francis, 20 carries for 15 yards. Daniel Fennig, 6 carries for 15 yards. Ross Skurr, 3 of 11 passing, 1 interception, 24 yards. Thomas Newman, 3 of 7 passing for 24 yards. Sam Verhulst, 4 catches for 29 yards. Daryl Van Grau, 2 catches for 19 yards. Heath Bonestro, 10 punts for a 42.4 yards per punt average. Vinoy Harris, 9 solo, 3 assisted stops. Jake Atkinson, 9 solos, 1 assist. And he had a pass interception. Seth Vandervoort, 6 solos and 3 assisted tackles. Nebraska Wesleyan's Joel Weedle, 9 carries for 54 yards. Dustin Bryant, 12 carries for 34 yards. Tyler Francis, 22 of 31 passing for 236 yards. Connor Zumpf, 6 receptions for 89 yards. Dustin Bryant, 5 receptions for 38. Connor Davis, 3 catches for 55 yards. Kelby Vandenberg punted 5 times for Wesleyan for a 43.4 yards per punt average. Taylor Tucholsky, 6 solo, 5 assisted stops. Brandon Reeves, 4 solo and 3 assisted tackles. Nebraska Wesleyan scored first. They scored their first touchdown with 3:39 left to go in the first quarter. Tyler Francis to Nolan Clausen, 2-yard touchdown pass. Capped a 10-play, 80-yard drive. Made it 7-0. Wesleyan made it 14-0 after a 39-yard pass from Tyler Francis to Connor Zumpf with 4:24 left to go in the third period, 14-0, and then Wesleyan got the insurance that they needed on a pair of Austin Ruskamp touchdown runs. Ruskamp, a 3-yard touchdown run to cap a 1-play, 3-yard drive that was set up by an interception deep in North College territory, and then Ruskamp took it from 1 yard out with 8:16 left to go in the game to cap a 3-play, 24-yard drive that was set up by a turnover on downs deep in Dort College territory. That made it a final of 28-0. Next up for the defenders, they will host Northwestern next week in Sioux Center in a 1 o'clock kickoff. Nebraska Wesleyan has the week off. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. That is the Wireless World postgame wrap. Let's take one more break and be back with a final word from Lincoln, Nebraska, right after this. That is going to do it for our broadcast of Dort College football on KDCR. Earlier this afternoon, the Dort College women's soccer team lost a 7-2 decision with the Hastings College Broncos. Dort College men just underway with Hastings College as well. Football, Dort College loses to Nebraska Wesleyan 28-0. And to cap the day, Dort Blades hockey, they'll be facing Iowa this afternoon starting at about 4:15. And the Dort College volleyball team is up the road at Hastings, taking on the Broncos. That'll be a 5 o'clock start time in Hastings after a 3:30 junior varsity start. Join us Tuesday evening for more Dort College athletics as the Defender volleyball team hosts Briarcliff in Great Plains Athletic Conference volleyball action. That will be a 7:30 start time. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good afternoon.